Welcome, my name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors, say the darndest things in my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today we are talking about Social Security and how to maximize your benefits. We talked about how Social Security shouldn't be used as your golden parachute. We talked about the realities that if you haven't paid to the maximum of Social Security, you're not going to get the maximum out. We talked about when to take it. Should you take it at 62? Should you take it at full retirement age? Or should you delay it all the way up to 70? Well, we go over some of those questions here today and some of the steps that you can take to actually maximize your Social Security benefits. Once again, we don't recommend that you rely totally on Social Security. It's supposed to be a supplement to your retirement savings. But let's listen in. Let's see what they have to say. And I'm gonna come back and give my commentary.
89 years ago, Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act into law. All these years later, a lot of folks still don't really understand. So in today's checklist, we're going to learn how to maximize those benefits. And we brought in the expert here with some very important information, CNBC's senior personal finance correspondent, Sharon Epperson. Always good to have you.
Always good to be here.
So tens of millions of folks, they get a Social Security check every single month. How do you know when you're eligible for Social Security?
Well, the important thing to know is it's your full retirement age. It's not the same as when you get Medicare. It's not 65 for many people.
Okay.
Right now, it's probably between 66 and 67 years old. So that's the age that you need to know. If you were born between 1943 and 1954, it's 66.
Okay.
And then if it's after 1960, it's 67. And then, you know, in between, you might get a couple extra months. So knowing your full retirement age is key to figuring out what your benefit might be.
Okay, all right.
So Sharon, does it matter if, you know, say 66 is your full retirement age and at 64 you want to tap into your Social Security?
You can do that. You can actually get into your Social Security as early as age 62, but realize that the benefit's going to be reduced. And if you're 62 and actually your full retirement age is 67, it could be reduced by as much as 30%.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
The other thing you need to know is you can delay. You don't have to take it at 66 or 67. You can wait all the way up to 70. And every year that you delay, there's an 8% increase in your benefit.
Oh, okay. So is there a way to kind of estimate what is the best age to grab that Social Security?
Everybody should go online and go to the Social Security Administration website, ssa.gov, and set up a My Security Social Security account.
Okay.
You can go in there and then get a statement that will show you what your estimated benefit is going to be from 62 to 70 every year. And you can see how it could potentially increase and how much lower it would be if you take it early. But that's a really important thing to do so you have an idea of how that fits in to your financial life in the future.
Okay. I don't see any problems right now. Everything looks good. Everything they said was sound, good advice, practical, realistic. But, hey, my stamp of approval. Like I said, I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional. I've been doing this for over 10 years. This is some good advice. You know, going online to ssa.gov, getting your account, getting your real number, because our software, we have projections about when you're born, what your Social Security should be. But unless you have your income for those years, we don't know if you're putting in the most into Social Security or you're putting a lower amount into, which is going to affect your benefit. But that was a very big number that she expressed. And it could be scary. Think, well, if I take it at 62, I'm going to lose 30% of my benefits. But when you realize it's only a few thousand dollars, 30% doesn't seem that bad. But I'm not saying that you should take it at 62. Once again, this is an individual decision that we're making. But I love everything that I'm hearing right now. I hope that you're taking notes or you can rewind this podcast if you want to. But I like this so far.
Perfect. Yeah.
So, Sharon, what about your earnings? You know, making sure that you've got the correct earnings in your record.
Everybody makes mistakes. And a lot of people have multiple jobs, may have multiple jobs in 1 year, may be self-employed, add that to it. You want to make sure all that income is counted toward your Social Security. So the good thing about getting your statement is you can see if there are any differences in your earnings history from what you know you made.
Right.
So you want to check that statement every year at least. Go to ssa.gov to get that statement and to look at the benefits, but also to request corrections if you notice any mistakes. The key thing is to type it in yourself, ssa.gov. Don't click on a website.
Make sure sometimes it fills in automatically.
It could fill in automatically. And it, right, exactly.
Oh, all right.
Exactly.
All right, and I feel like you can't just rely on Social Security. You have to kind of coordinate it with other things.
You have to, but so many people... That's all they have. So then that's all they're planning on.
So then how do you coordinate that then?
Well, I think it's really important if you belong to a workplace plan, if you have a 401k, a 403b, you need to understand what you could potentially get from that when you retire, mm-hmm. and then how that fits into what this benefit estimate is. Keep in mind, Social Security is guaranteed. There's no other money that's guaranteed for life, right? So you want to be able to understand that maybe you count on that for your basic necessities, right? And then as things change, you use your other investments.
Okay.
But just have a conversation with a financial professional about how that could work.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, one compliment for another. Talk to a professional. She said it. Talk to a financial advisor. Hey, we're not making this stuff up. This is stuff that you really need to do on your own. She's actually given some really, really good information as far as Social Security. But what she's doing, she's setting a realistic benchmark for what Social Security is. Because once again, in our minds, we think Social Security is supposed to be this wow factor at the end of our retirement that is going to save us as far as income is concerned because we paid into it for 20, 30 years. Unfortunately, that's not the case. It is going to be a rude awakening for you to think that, okay, I paid into Social Security, I should have a type of retirement. That's not how that works, unfortunately.
And if you're married, whether or not you should have the higher earning spouse wait, perhaps, to collect their Social Security.
And then you
so
just live off
more,
of one.
And you can live off of one, or you could take the higher earning spouses first. If you're divorced, you should realize that if you've been married more than 10 years, you have access to the higher earning spouse Social Security, so you want to double check on
really?
That.
Really? Did you make that thing?
Well, because I didn't know that. I mean,
many people don't know that.
No, I just,
many people don't know that.
I didn't realize that you could.
But coupling and decoupling and Social Security, all things that you need to think about.
Before you divorce.
Really quickly, Sharon, are Social Security benefits taxable?
They can be taxable. They're only taxable to a certain percentage, not fully taxable, but that's another thing to definitely take a look at.
I went on that website a couple of years ago because I was just curious as what I might look.
You gotta,
depressing.
Yeah, you got to keep working.
Well, once again, yeah, I don't think it was depressing because of the amount that he saw per se, but it was a rude awakening of how much he was actually going to get in Social Security. When we talk about, we think that we're going to make 50, 60, 70, or at least what we're making in our income now. And that's just not the case. So this is a wonderful video. I would replay this two or three different times so you can really get the information. It's a lot of information all at once, but it really covered the full gambit of the things that we consider when choosing for our Social Security. Now, there are some other variables. We have to understand how Social Security plays with those other retirement accounts like our 401ks, maybe even our brokerage or our savings account. But at its core, these are the vital questions you really need to ask yourself. You know, are you married or are you divorced? Do you get spousal benefits? How much have you saved or how much you paid into Social Security up to this point? Do you have an accurate record of how much you've actually paid into Social Security? Do you have an account on SSA.gov to see those type of numbers and make any corrections prior to distribution? And then when is your full retirement age? Are you taking it too soon or are you waiting too late? You know, some people may wait till they're 72, 73 and there's no additional benefit, right? So we have to understand those things. How much is it going to be taxed? A lot of different variables. But at the end of the day, I love this video. Rewind it, listen to it. There's a lot of great information. I rarely say that about videos that I see that's going on in the news, but this individual really knows what they're talking about. And I want you to know too. But if you want to learn more about investing and how you can get on the right track, once again, check out the four pillars to Christian investing. It goes over the four pillars of debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfer. Social Security will go into more of the savings and investing buckets. We talk about the different accounts, the 403Bs, the 401k she was talking about. If that felt like a foreign language to you, make sure that you check out that ebook. It's going to be right here. The link is going to be in the description. If you like what you see, and if you're looking for a financial advisor, you can always schedule a consultation with me. The link is going to be in the description, or you can go to www.abrwealthmanagement.com where we help Christians just like you plan for retirement. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.